Now, how do you feed your mechanism? What do you feed it on? What seed thoughts do you put into your mind? Well, if a farmer wants a crop of corn, he sows corn seeds. If a farmer wants a crop of wheat, he sows wheat seeds. If a farmer wants a crop of barley, he sows barley seeds. And if a farmer wants a crop of cucumbers, this is not a trick question, he sows cucumber seeds. Now, we all understand that on one level. Why do we miss it so badly in our life? Do we not understand that thoughts manifest as consciousness and consciousness creates reality? Obviously, we don't. Because look at how we live our lives. You say that you want an abundance of money. You say that you want financial independence. And yet you're constantly thinking about your lack and limitation, constantly thinking about how expensive things are, about the bills coming in. You want abundance, and your thoughts and consciousness are in lack and limitation, and consciousness manifests as reality. You say that you wish you could find a new job, something that was really stimulating, something that paid really well, something that you could really express yourself in, and yet you're constantly telling yourself these jobs are impossible to find. You wish you could heal yourself of your illness and have abundant, vigorous health, and yet you're always thinking about your illness, always worrying about it, always focusing on it. You're manifesting it. You wish that you were a more outgoing person, really bold and confident and spontaneous, and yet you're always putting yourself down, always reminding yourself of your inadequacies and how you don't measure up. You want strength, and yet your consciousness is on weakness, and consciousness manifests as reality. And you might say, okay, I understand the point you're making, John, but let's be realistic. Oh, that word. We are really concerned about being realistic. Okay, let me get something very straight at this point of the training. And that is that I am not interested in being realistic. I'm interested in wielding and directing the most powerful forces I have at my disposal. I'm interested in stepping into my life and creating and manifesting the conditions and circumstances that I desire. I'm interested in being a power and a force and an energy and a substance, something to be reckoned with. And I know that any thought that is put into my mind, intended and nourished and cultivated, will produce. I mean, if you want to be successful, when are you going to start thinking successful? After you're successful? Is that when you're going to start? Well, I wish you luck. You know what that's like? It's like, imagine that you drive out of town into the country and you come to this field that is just recently plowed and there's a farmer by the edge of the road and you stop your car and you come up and you say to the farmer, oh, well, what crop you got coming up here? And he says, oh, I got a great big crop of corn going to be coming up here. And you say, oh, that's great. When'd you plant the seeds? Haven't planted any. Haven't planted any? I thought you said there was going to be this big crop of corn coming up. And for the positive thinkers in the group, how about if he says, yeah, and I'm real positive. I mean, what do you say to the guy? I don't care how positive he is. If he does not plant corn seeds, he's not going to get a corn crop. And so you explain this to him. And he goes, okay. I'll tell you what. All I want to do is I want to see just a tiny little green spear break through the ground. Just the tiniest little proof that it's going to happen. And then I'll go out and plant all the seeds you want. Well, how ludicrous. You plant the seed. first, and notice you plant the seed under the ground. You plant it, you don't see anything. It looks like it's not happening. It looks like you're wasting your time. You've planted it underground, nothing's happening. But you tend it, and you nourish it, and you cultivate it. Then you see the little green spear break through the ground. Then it becomes into a shoot. Then it becomes into a plant. Then you get the corn. And as ludicrous as it is for the farmer to demand to see that little green spear break the surface before he plants the seeds, that's what we want. We can't think that. That's not real. You know? I said last week that we are living simultaneously in two worlds. I want you to get that. Not intellectually. I want you to get it very deeply. I want you to understand the difference between the outer world, the world of circumstances and situations, and the inner world, the world of your thoughts and consciousness. These are two totally different, independent worlds. And what you do is you seed in the inner world, even though you don't see it in the outer world. You don't wait to see it in the outer world. It hasn't yet manifested in the outer world. How could it? You haven't seeded it in your consciousness yet. First, you seed it in the consciousness. And people are so timid with their thoughts. Oh, that's not me. I'm just not that type of person. I've never been a confident person. Well, what a pity. You can become whatever you want. You can create and manifest whatever you want, but that only happens when you learn to take your consciousness away from the outer reality. I mean, I'm not saying deny outer reality. I'm not saying ignore outer reality. What I'm saying is that if you want to use mind powers, you must create and manifest in your consciousness in very special ways, which I'm going to teach you, over and above what your outer reality is suggesting. We don't limit ourselves in consciousness to what's happening in our life. And thoughts are vibrations of energy. And you can feel the difference of different energies, different vibrations. For example, take this first group of thoughts. Confidence, success, abundance, prosperity, as opposed to lack, failure, worry, problems, difficulties. When I'm feeling confident, when I'm feeling successful, when I'm feeling abundant, when I'm feeling happy, when everything's working for me, I get those feelings in my chest. Some people get it in their head, but it's definitely an upper torso feeling. And yet, when I'm worried, when I'm having problems and nothing's working, I get those feelings right in the pit of my stomach. Now, how come you can feel it on different parts of your body, different sensations? How is that possible? I mean, they're only thoughts. Unless thoughts were real forces. But when you said a real force, I mean, you were talking something conceptual, and I mean, this is a force right here, like me pushing this man in the front row. It can be dangerous in the front row. I mean, this is a force, you know. When you're saying that thoughts are real forces, you don't mean like a force like that where you can actually move something, where you push somebody. That's exactly what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. These are forces that we're working with. This is energy that we're working with, and it just so happens that confidence vibrates at an entirely different frequency than worry. It's not an attitude. Get this concept of attitude out of your mind. It has nothing to do with having a good attitude. It has nothing to do with being positive. It has to do with that understanding that every single thought has a vibration of energy to it. And confidence is a vibration of energy, and you can feel it. You can feel it when you're in the presence of somebody that has confidence, and they can feel it when you're vibrating with confidence. You come up to somebody and you say, "How are you feeling today?" Person says, "Terrible, don't ask." What kind of thoughts do you think that person is thinking? You come up to somebody else, "How are you feeling today?" "Great." What kind of thoughts do you think that person's thinking? You will never ever find a person who's feeling confident, who's feeling successful, while he or she is thinking negative, defeated thoughts. You'll never ever see it. It can't exist. You'll never ever find a person who's feeling defeated, who's feeling worried, while he or she is thinking confident, successful thoughts. It can't happen. So the question you ask yourself is, do you want to feel confident? Do you want to feel successful? Do you want to feel dynamic? Do you want to feel outrageous? Well, if a farmer wants a crop of corn, he sows corn seeds. Sow into your consciousness whatever that you want to see manifest in the outer world. And there are two very powerful techniques that I'm going to share with you this evening. And when you understand these techniques and you do them exactly as I explain, you're going to start to manifest and create in your life very powerful techniques for seeding into your consciousness. This is the halfway point of lecture number 2. Take a short break and play the next CD whenever you're ready.